Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And if you've noticed, the time is a little different. As of today, In Transition will be broadcasting from 12 noon until 2 p.m. So we're going to start off with, first of all, before we start off, I'd like to thank each and every one of you who dialed and donated over the past 3 weeks and helped us out. We came very close to reaching our goal, and it was all because of you. So thank you very much, and I hope you continue supporting CHUO in the coming months and years ahead. Here's some music from a Slovenian guitarist. His name is Samo Salomon. This is from his album 2 Hours. We're going to hear a track called Blink.
Thank you.
was music from Slovenian jazz guitarist Samo Salomon, taken from his, I believe this is his latest album. It's entitled 2 Hours, and we heard a track called Blink. I'm Randy McElligan, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. And as I've said before at the top of the show, please make note that In Transition is now broadcasting between 12 noon and 2 p.m. A pianist that appeared at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival a few years ago is Cedar Walton. Cedar has played with many musicians during his career, notably Art Blakey. I remember when he was with Blakey's band, he really contributed a lot, not only in his playing, but in his compositional work as well. We're going to listen to a live recording of Cedar Walton. It's entitled Ironclad. It's live at Yoshi's on the west coast of the United States, and we're going to listen to a track called Bremen's Blues. Thank you.
Deutsch aus Ottawa, the weekly German show with your host, Oswin Lower. Deutsch aus Ottawa is light musical entertainment with highlights from the event calendar, Fußball Bundesliga results, and interesting tidbits of useless information. That's the German show, Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m.
In case you were wondering what music you were just listening to, that was an interesting group known as the Syntopia Quartet, and that's from their new album. It's called Mars, and we heard a track called Goodbye Earth, and just before that, we heard some Cedar Walton from his album Ironclad and Bremen's Blues. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. And don't forget that if you still want to contribute to the station, you can zip on over to www.chuo.fm. There's a link off that page where you can continue to make donations. As promised, I'm going to be featuring some music from the Bennett Archives, and that's coming up in this next set. But before we get to that, I'd like to play for you some music from one of the greatest jazz musicians ever, in my opinion, Art Pepper. And this is a tune that Art wrote called Mambo de la Pinta. Thank you.
little memorial, a little tribute to the late Bob Crosby, who passed away in March at the age of 80. And what a wonderful career he had, starting back in 1932 and playing till 1993. That's pretty good. It wasn't all productive, of course. There were lean times. World War II came along, and he lost a lot of the band, and the band theoretically abandoned itself in 1942, but Bob Crosby kept it going at festivals, contracts, record sessions, jazz festivals, and the name Bob Crosby's Bobcats was a drawing bill on anybody's bill. They were in the Rainbow Grill, and these events were well recorded by people like Decca, and thank God they did. So we're going to a Decca recording in 1957 of the Bob Crosby Bobcats. This has, again, Matty Matlock and Eddie Miller on clarinet and tenor sax, respectively. Johnny Best is on trumpet. He was a friend of my wife's. Mo Schneider is on trombone. Al Pellegrini, piano. Jack Sperling, drums. Marty Cobb on bass. And Al Hendrickson, guitar. Juan Hindustan, I think it is. No, sorry, Stumbling, which was one of the very first recordings he made. This is redone in 1957. So let's go back to Bob Crosby. I bought that record, the original of that, when I was still in high school with Yank Lawson. And that, though, we heard Johnny Best on trumpet. And what a wonderful trumpet player he is. I'm saying is because I've heard nothing to the contrary. Randy tells me, I'm putting the blame on him here, that Eddie Miller did pass away. I wasn't sure. I know he was desperately ill in hospital for about a year, but I wasn't sure that he had passed on, but he has. And so has Matty Matlock, for that matter. So Bob Crosby was one of the last, but Yank Lawson, as I said, is still going, and Bob Haggart, of course, is still at all jazz festivals, acting like a two-year-old. And he was the original bass player.
That little segment from the Bennett Archives was originally broadcast in 1993, and of course that was Gordon Bennett describing some of the great attributes of the late Bob Crosby. Just before that, we heard Art Pepper with Mambo de la Pinta. We're going to listen now to some music from a relative newcomer on the jazz scene. His name is Mike Tucker, and Mike has an album out called Collage. We're going to listen to a tune called 70s.
Thank you. CHUO на български. Your community radio station that goes beyond borders.
Thank you.
Never at a Loss for Ideas. That was pianist Satoko Fuji from Japan, featuring her Japanese quartet and also featuring her husband on trumpet, Natsuki Tamura. Beautiful recording there. A lot of intensity and a lot of ideas going back and forth if you listened carefully. That was a track from her latest album, Angelona. I highly recommend this album. It's a fantastic recording. We heard An Alligator in Your Wallet. And just before that, we heard some music from Mike Tucker. Mike Tucker from his album Collage and a tune entitled 70s. Well, speaking of the 70s, these two next musicians made an outstanding recording called Crystal Silence in, I think it was 76 or 77, around that time period. They made that album for the ECM label, and I'm talking of Chick Corea and Gary Burton. Many, many people loved that recording, and over the years, these two toured the world playing some of this great music. Now, I have to tell you a story. In 1984, during the Montreal International Jazz Festival, I was supposed to go see Dexter Gordon's band at the Saint-Denis Theatre. Well, the announcer got up to the mic and he said, "I regret to inform you that Dexter Gordon suffered a heart attack and will not be appearing today. So in his place, we have a surprise." And let me tell you, what a surprise. He went on to say, these two musicians just got off the plane from Moscow. They're very, very tired. They were on tour in Russia. And I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Chick Corea and Gary Burton. Well, these two walked out on stage. The place just erupted. It was incredible. Everybody just stood up and were totally taken aback by this amazing surprise by festival organizers. They went on to play for over 2 hours with hardly any sleep. And it was one of the greatest live performances I have ever seen in my life. And if you ever have a chance to see these two perform, I highly recommend it. I've seen them a few times, and they never disappoint. Well, these two got together recently and recorded an album called Native Sense, and we're going to listen to a beautiful version of Chick Corea's Armando's Rumba.
Thank you.
That was music from pianist Brad Meldow from his album Day Is Done, and we heard Knives Out. Before that, we heard Armando's Rumba performed by Chick Corea and Gary Burton on Vibes. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. And again, just to note that In Transition is now broadcasting between 12 noon and 2 p.m. each and every Sunday from the University of Ottawa at CHUO FM 89.1. We're also streaming on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some music from EMP Project, and this is from their album Wherever We Go. The tune is entitled Fused.
Thank you.
That was music from drummer Jimmy Cobb and a tune called YWK. And just before that, EMP Project from their album Wherever We Go, and we heard Fused. We're going to listen to some music from Canadian pianist Ron Davis. Now, Ron Davis has been traveling all over the world, touring actually quite exotic places. And I remember the last email I received from him, I think he was playing in Morocco or somewhere around there. But he's always an interesting pianist, and he's always on the move. And we're going to hear a track from his album Mungal Music, and this one's called Mark's Mungal.
WCHUO 89.1 FM.
Voices 89.1 FM.
CHUO.
Your community station.
A spirited version of In Walked Bud, and that was music from Michael Carvin, taken from Michael's album entitled The Marcellus Music Hour Series, presents Michael Carvin, and we heard In Walked Bud. Before that, Ron Davis from his album Mungle Music, and we heard Mark's Mungle. We're going to listen now to some music from John Davey. This is from his album Soundbites. This tune is called Goodyear.
Dial lock CHUO 89.1 FM.
This is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Well, we just heard some more music from Japanese pianist Satoko Fuji that was taken from her fantastic and actually quite amazing new release, Angelona. We heard A Poor Sailor featuring her husband on trumpet Natsuki Tamura. And just before that, we heard some music from John Davey with a track called Goodyear, and that's taken from his album Soundbites. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McAllaghan. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and at 2 o'clock, a brand new program that'll carry you through until 3 p.m. when Ozzy steps in with German news, music, and commentary until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Speaking of Germany, let's go to Germany and listen to bassist Eberhard Weber. This is from his album The Following Morning, and we're going to hear a track called Moana 2.
For all the most exciting and thrilling music around, keep your dial locked to CHUO 89.1 FM.
We just heard some music from Rick Hayton and John Pizzarelli, a tune written by Al Cohn entitled Halley's Comet. And just before that, we heard some music from German bassist Eberhard Weber and Moana 2. Don't forget that in 10 minutes' time, we have a new show here at the station. It's an Ethiopian show broadcasting from 2 until 3 o'clock, so you might want to tell your friends, and if you're interested, tune in. And don't forget, at 3 o'clock, German news, music, and commentary with Osman Lowe until 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to go out with some music from tenor sax great Zoot Sims from his album On the Corner and his version of If You Could See Me Now.
Thank you.
This is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Just heard some music from the great Zoot Sims and his version of If You Could See Me Now. I'm Randy McElligott. I've been your host for the past 2 hours. And don't forget, next week I'll be back with some more great jazz. Coming up at the top of the hour, a brand new show here at CHUO-FM. We're going to listen to some Ethiopian music, news, commentary, whatever. It should be quite exciting. And that'll be from 2 until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Until next week, have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.